Come, Willie, I'll tell you the news, and they are very good. The frost has hindered the ploughs, and all the poor wants food. How mickle meal hae ye, and where will ye gang wi'? We will not yet supply till they be almost dead. Will ye be ruled by me, and I will lead the way, and we will send to sea on every market day. What rates each market bears, for fear the price should fall, and the markets we will forestall, and the markets we will forestall. In every market town, our orderly man shall stand, and raise the pack to a crown, so we'll get our free land. With makes and fans and gloves, our daughters shall be braw. Our lads shall court their loves, with whips and spurs and awe. In heads so finely dressed, with ribbons our wives shall flee, and we among the rest will swagger like who but we. We'll all buy famous hats, with boots and spurs and wig, housings and holster caps, oh woo, but we'll look big. We'll all buy famous hats, with boots and spurs and wig, housings and holster caps, oh woo, but we'll look big. And we'll hae pistols too, and ye'll believe my word. Then what will the country do, when each of us gets a sword, and each a box of snuff, the best and not the worst? Oh, then how we will huff, we'll all be finely horsed, and each a box of snuff, the best and not the worst. Oh, then how we will huff, we'll all be finely horsed. The best cloth can be had, we'll all buy for our clothes, and all that can be said, there rides the oatmeal bows, and we'll buy lusty purses to hold our ill-gotten gain, and a bag for to hold all the curses, and then we will swagger amain, and we'll buy lusty purses to hold our ill-gotten gain, and a bag for to hold all the curses, and then we will swagger amain. What ill man art thou, mad, or have you lost your sense? Where's all the wit ye had? Ye'd better hoard up your pence, for this time we'll not hold the price, or the meal will fall. Alas, it is no jest, or that's the devil and all, for this time we'll not hold the price, or the meal will fall. Alas, it is no jest, or that's the devil and all. Make porridge and sowens but thin, and tell the lads this year, the eating of much is a sin, for corn and meal is dear. Tell them that many poor men eat herbs and drink clear water, save from the servants if ye can, but the poor shall be little better. Tell them that many poor men eat herbs and drink clear water, save from the servants if ye can, but the poor shall be little better. We'll all hoard up the meal as long as ever we can. Whatever we have concealed, confess it to never a man, till all of them cringe and bow, and cry, dear sir, we want a bushel of meal for a cow. Oh, then brave boys will rant, till all of them cringe and bow, and cry, dear sir, we want a bushel of meal for a cow. Oh, then brave boys will rant. Take care, my dearest honey, take care of money ill-gotten. Pish, woman, if I get the money, I value not conscience a button. Let all the poor folk curse, and all the curses fall. If I get a ponderous purse, I care not a fig for them all. Let all the poor folk curse, and all the curses fall. If I get a ponderous purse, I care not a fig for them all. I'll raise my family, and none shall me control. And when I come to die, if I have lost my soul, for giving so little a peck, and taking so mickle gain, I'll tie myself into my sack, and in hell it will keep out the flames. For giving so little a peck, and taking so mickle gain, I'll tie myself into my sack, and in hell it will keep out the flames.
Firebrands of Satan, are you then resolved to live and die where you are now involved? curse of him that is most high, who hears the poor when they to him do cry. Think you your sack shall keep away his wrath, or yet your money when you yield your breath? And will you give your souls eternally for earthly rotten, wasting vanity? What is your gold you by extortion get? Or what your silver will it make you great? Goods by extortion got will soon decrease, and blast at once all that you do possess. Cursed are ye who do the corn withhold, and blessed is he that corn and meal hath sold, to serve the poor with righteous lawful gain. His substance shall with him and his remain. But ye that hoard up meal till it be rotten, and buries it where it must be forgotten, when it's in crawling worms in red and blue, heaven's direful curse will surely fall on you. Wretch, can thou hear thy brother cry, I want, and thou have plenty and the poor man scant? And will thou take his coat and shirt away for as much food as saves his life one day? Sure, if thou dost, thou'st make a league with hell, and hast struck hands with Beelzebub to dwell. This is thy fate, thou can't expect another, that sets thyself to starve thy Christian brother. Thou cannot eat thy own food with content, and what thy servants gets thou think'st ill spent. If thou could get thy barn filled full of ore, for one small peck of meal thou would have more. Ask all men in the earth if they can tell of one that e'er grew rich with selling a meal. I mean a man that took unlawful gains, and if his riches with his seed remains, the wealthy glutton would not Lazarus feed, but let him starve and die for want of bread. And yet the glutton dies as well as he, and is conveyed to endless misery. Whilst richer Lazarus alleluia sings in Abram's bosom to the King of Kings. Think on this man, all ye that starve the poor. The glutton's portion's yours, ye may be sure. Ye that the needy do for silver sell, and for a pair of shoes the poor mark well, that make the elf a small, the shekel great, and sell the base refuse of all your wheat. We fear you not, kept as close ups ye can. We'll trust to heaven, we're sure he can command food for to fall where corn never grew, and we can live by faith, so cannot you. For we believe and we are sure 'tis true. We'll have give a seed time and a harvest too. Then be ye sure the price of meal will fall, and that will strick you to the very gall. So then the day that's yours he'll quickly turn. When we shall laugh, then ye shall howl and mourn. For he that set you up on high will then turn o'er the scale and cast you down again. And after that thou never more shall rise. For all the devil and thou can e'er devise. This day is posting, it is past thy noon. Thou shalt be cropped and lopped and so cut down. Ye base extortioners, think how ye'll dwell in burning flames, in everlasting hell. Take warning then, and feed the poor at last, and heaven perhaps will pardon what is past.